Hey, listeners, thanks for tuning in to 91.5 WMFO in Tufts, Medford. Not Tufts, Medford, in Medford. This is Tufts Reform Radio, and you are listening to Even the Birds. I'm your host, DJ T Macaroon, and my friend, do you want me to use that DJ name of yours? I don't remember it.
It's Jay Kishimoto.
Oh, we have a very special bird-themed episode planned for today.
Quack,
quack. Quack, quacka, quacka. So we're gonna start out with a few tunes, and then we have, instead of our regular segment, Snake Facts, we're gonna do some bird facts today.
Quacka, quacka.
So here we go. Let's get started with a song called... Oh, let me first get my AUX cord plugged in. I think the song's rather appropriate. It is called I Like Birds. So enjoy. And enjoy.
Can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly.
Around 4 days, this porch on which I pace, 'cause I need your mind, I need yours.
You stole my breath away, you swore to me you'd stay. I found something that I adore. Oh, how are we supposed to go on, not knowing if you leave the way.
Thank you.
Ka-ka-ka!
I don't know. Let's see. Everyone's mic is on. You just heard Crazy Bird by Wild Child. Before that was Blackbird by the Beatles. And then Parakeet by Farrakwet. And I Like Birds by the Eels. And we have another guest in the studio.
Hello.
Hey, friend. Introduce yourself.
My name is Kaden.
Kaden's a cool, dude.
Thank you.
He's
thank
a
you.
Bud.
What's your DJ name, Kaden?
My DJ name?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I haven't thought about it. Can I? I'll come back from the next break with the DJ name.
Beautiful.
All right. So we interrupt your regularly scheduled program of snake facts to bring you some bird facts. Waka waka. Trip trip. And what better way to transition from snake facts to bird facts to look at the evolutionary transition from reptiles to birds? Because, oh, there it is. And the sweet sound. Alex the cockatiel is his name?
Yes, Alex the honking cockatiel.
Perfect.
In his rendition of the Wee Shop song.
Beautiful.
Called We Honk Channel.
So, probably a lot of you know about how birds are essentially reptiles. If you look at the monophyletic group that's classified as reptiles, as dinosaurs, birds and crocodilians essentially stem from the same group and are in many ways quite similar. So it's been the interest of many evolutionary biologists, including molecular biologists and geneticists as well, in an attempt to determine the turning point of when reptiles became birds. One big advent in that is the advent of the beak coming from a toothed snout, which became a toothed beak, which in the end just became the beaks that we know and love today. So there's a lab in Harvard, actually, and scientists also in Montana, one Jack Horner has been studying, trying to genetically edit a chicken to make it more dinosaur-like. I read about him years ago. I am not sure of his current status in terms of dinosaur chickens, but there has been work done in Harvard. Yes.
Oh, I just have, I would like to cut in with a chicken dinosaur fact.
Go for it.
Chickens look quite a lot like dinosaurs, specifically raptors when they run really fast and when viewed from behind.
They do indeed.
Yep. That is your chicken dinosaur fact for the day.
Yes. And actually one study that wanted to study the locomotion of bipedal dinosaurs kind of strapped on these plunger-like things to chicken butts and observed how they reacted to the balance of these plungers on their butts. And it, if you look at the video, looks indeed quite like a velociraptor. Anyway, back to the molecular evolutionary studies. The one done in Harvard, we're looking at two particular genes that would influence the development of the beak, the FGF and WNT genes. And a postdoc in Harvard has claimed to successfully edit these genes and develop in embryo a chicken with a little toothy snout. But due to ethical concerns, he is not allowed to hatch these things and grow genetically modified chickens.
The ethical concerns of creating a sick looking bird?
Yeah. It can get in sticky territory quite fast.
The sticky territory of a carnivorous chicken.
So he's developed these in embryo and claims that they could have survived if needed and that they could edit several other things using CRISPR-Cas9 technology, because birds are really not that far from dinosaurs. So this guy is very optimistic to have designer dinosaur chickens, but only time will tell.
Only time will tell. going to stop this honking.
Great. Is that Great. Bird facts or are there more bird facts?
Well, I think, well, we have some more, but we'll be holding on to them.
Put them in a little secret pocket and take them out later.
Do you have a secret pocket, Jamie?
Take my bird facts and put them in my pocket and save them for a rainy day.
Awesome. Well, I don't know what else to say right now, so how about we go back to some music?
Sounds good.
Cool. Here we have a song called I'm Like a Bird. So embrace the bird within you as you listen. Don't fly away. I mean, fly away, because that's what
Just
birds do.
Just open your car windows and feel the breeze in your feather hair.
What if your hair isn't feather-like?
You pretend.
Okay, I can do that.
I don't know where my soul is. beach and you'll get sick. Shrimps are pretty rich. なんであいつらはピンク？動物園で思ったピンク食べ物で。そうなんだ。実は私はタラコが大好き。プラスエビカニ食べよう。ピンク色になるの？だからみんな違う色。人間って勘違いしてるよね。 Black, white, green or blue. Show off your natural hue. Flamingo, oh 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 oh. If you're multicolored, that's cool too. You don't need to change. It's boring being the same. Flamingo, oh 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 oh. You're pretty either way. ツルの尻尾下に向かって曲げたらフラミンゴ。意味不明だけど面白いでしょ。虹色に染まった世界。今日も地球のどこかでエビをむしゃむしゃ食べて。フラミンゴはピンク色に染まっていくぜ。 1, 2, 3. Black, white, green or blueShow off your natural hue. Flamingo, oh 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 oh. If you're multicolored, that's cool too. You don't need to change. It's boring being the same. Flamingo, oh 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 oh. You're pretty either way. Flamingo.You have to eat before you make your skin turn pink. Eat too much and you'll get sick. Shrimps are pretty rich. Green or blue, show off your natural hue. Flamingo, oh 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 oh. If you're multicolored, that's cool too. You don't need to change. It's boring being the same. Flamingo, oh 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 oh.Thank you.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's the new segment, Bird Jokes. Welcome to Bird Jokes. To start you off, we're going to start with a joke.
So, oh, appropriate.
All right. So what do you call a chicken in the 1960s?
A groovy chicken.
Very close. A funky chicken.
Hey. Oh, so good.
Jamie, do you have a joke?
What is big and orange and sounds like a parrot?
I don't know.
And a carrot.
Oh, goodness. Oh, gracious. Tara, did you have a joke?
It's big and orange and sounds like a
carrot. A parrot. It's a carrot.
Take a while to process that.
I'll get it eventually.
Sit it on the back burner.
I don't have a joke right now. I'm just processing.
That's okay. I have a fairly interesting rooster story. It's not super interesting, but it's hopefully interesting enough to entertain any listeners more than you want to be entertained otherwise.
Oh, I get
otherwise.
It, Jamie. I get
here
it.
Go. Here we go.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah. We used to have a rooster named Willie Roo, and so take that as you may, but he was a very interesting rooster. He only really liked my mom, didn't really like anybody else, real aggressive, right? And he would also sometimes get kind of, he would just get real crazed. You'd see red for no reason and start to like flap around at whatever he wanted. But so one day my mom was out feeding the chickens and Willie Roo gets into one of his crazes and he comes flying across the yard, flapping his arms at my mom and stuff, ready to attack her. And she, at the time, she's just filling up the chicken's water, and she's got this like pail that she's filling up with, and so this chicken is like flying at her legs to try to scratch her up, and she just kind of puts the pail, like lowers it right down near her legs at the last minute, and the rooster comes running and slams into the yikes pail, and it's like a wow noise. You can hear it like reverberate in like a Looney cartoon, and he just kind of, he's a little dazed, he like shakes his head for a minute and then he goes and walks off. So chickens are not the most intelligent species, but they get the job done.
Yes. What job did they get done today?
The egg job.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh. I can tell a bird story of my own, or rather of my sister's.
Ooh.
Yes. So my sister is walking her dog, or her boyfriend's dog, and a Canada goose, as they are wont to do, comes screaming and attacking. And they get out of the way, and it goes screaming straight into the street and gets hit by a car.
Oh, no. That's awful.
The thing is, it did not die that day. And now it returns to that spot. And anytime my sister and the dog return there, it is extra angry at them now because it holds them responsible.
Oh, my God.
I was running the other day. I was over by the Mystic Lake Parks, Mystic Valley Lakes, right? And there's like a little segment where the path kind of forks. You can take one path or the other. And so I start down one path, and then I see an enormous flock of Canada geese that are, yikes, all over the path. And I go, nope, 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 nope. And I spin right back around and go down the other path because I don't want to get tangled up in that mess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
No good, no good.
Yeah. Should we do the hourly PSA?
Yes, please begin.
All right, today we're going to have a pedestrian safety PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers and birds need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. If you see a sick-looking bird, you need to pull over and then take a picture of the bird. Do not use your cell phone while you are driving. It is the law to stop for pedestrians when they are crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. However, it is okay to keep driving when a bird is trying to cross because they do not obey human laws. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to walk for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. Again, if you see a sick bird, do not stop in the middle of the road to take a picture of it. Wait until you have safely crossed the road and then proceed to photograph the bird. This has been a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Waka waka. Tweet tweet. I'm gonna tag on to the PSA train.
Oh yeah.
Bird train.
Let's do it.
Tweet, tweet. And people go out and they're like, hey, I'm gonna buy a bird because it seems like it's fun. Don't do that, please. Birds are like perpetual toddlers. And there's so much you need to do to keep them safe and happy and healthy. They need hours of time of interaction a day. The bird I have, which is a cockatiel, which is like a fairly small bird, fairly dumb too. They're probably like one intelligence level above chickens and like the dumbest of all parrots, which I found out after I got my little sweet potato. But he needs at least 4 hours out of his cage a day. So just don't go in, do these impulse buys. Do your research ahead of time. Know that you're going to be having a lifelong partner with you because birds live forever. Macaws can live 80 years, cockatoos as well. African grays are around 60 years. Even the cockatiel I have, which is a small bird, will be living around 20 to 25 years. And the smaller bird we have, a parakeet, can live up to 10 years. So know what you're getting into. And also, rather than go out and buy a bird, think about adopting one first if you're ready to take on that large, large commitment and make some lifestyle changes.
Fair warning, do not pick a bird off the street. Get a real bird.
Those street birds are nothing but trouble, folks.
You heard it from us. Okay. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Cuckoo.
Waka waka.
Waka waka walk. Ah.
Thank you.
That was my bird whistling. Anyways, before my sweet potato whistling, you heard Albatross by Fleetwood Mac, Freeze a Bird by The Beatles, Birds by Coldplay, and then before the other, no, I can't remember where we took breaks. Anyways, the song before that one was Flamingo by Caro Caro Bonito, and then Parakeet by Damon Albarn, and then I'm Like a Bird by Nelly Furtado, which sounds like Furtata.
So, to crack open our next juicy case of bird facts, tweet, tweet, waka, waka, coo, I need to ask my fine friends a question. Have you ever thought to yourself or hoped one day to bathe in ants?
Not personally.
Funnily enough, over 200 species of birds have had that same desire as you, Kaden, to bathe in ants.
I'm afraid that words are, dare I say, ants are being put in my mouth.
So this is called anting, appropriately enough. And many familiar birds, such as blue jays or cardinals, will engage in it. And it's kind of literally, yeah, bathing in ants, either picking up ants and rubbing them all over themselves, or nesting down in a little anty area and kind of doing like the dust bath, like fluffing to just get them all over. So there's a couple of theories as to why that is. One is that they are getting the folic acid off of the ants and getting all of their feathers to serve as a miticide or fungicide or insecticide or bactericide. And another is that they're just removing the distasteful acid of these bugs, so kind of just using their feathers as like napkins, I guess. Rub them out and then eat them. And then other theories include adding this folic acid off the insects in addition to their preening oil, their natural preening oil. I personally think the insecticide one holds value, but there has not been substantial proof for that. But now you know you are not alone in your ant bath behavior, my friend Kaden.
Speaking of ants, I bring you a riveting discussion topic, some food for thought by a Tumblr user, probably bad RPG ideas. This Tumblr user says, if Cthulhu can be summoned by humans who are so far beneath it, why can't humans be summoned by ants? And the answer is, they should be. So just consider if a bunch of ants formed a circle in your house and started chanting your name in very clear, maybe slightly garbled ant-inspired English, but with a, you know, very, it would be very